What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Christ Church Online. We are so excited and happy to be with you guys. We're happy that you're with us as well. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to get your coffee out. I need you to get your Bible out. And also, I need you to get notes out because it's going to be one awesome service. We're about to jump right into the worship experience, but here's a few things that I want you guys to do for me. The first thing I want you to do is share this experience. There's a share tab. Yes, if you're in the chat right now, there's a share tab. Share this experience. We want to reach as many people as possible. Also, if this is your first time hanging out with us, listen, we want to connect with you. There's a connection card that you can fill out right by you guys. Listen, we want to get to know you. We believe that you have a story. We want to hear that story, and that story should be told. But hey, guys, we're about to jump right into the worship experience. I invite you and I encourage you to stick around after the worship. We're going to go over the message a little bit deeper, a little bit further. So I'm excited to hang out with you guys. Sounds good? I love you guys. Take care. Enjoy the worship. I'll see you guys in just a little bit.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us today, whether you're here watching us live or listening from the parking lot. You'd all just stand and join us as we worship together.
God, let your glory go on and on. Good morning, church. It's so good to see you all here on site. All you live stream viewers, it's good to have you. All you parking lot listeners, we're glad you're out there. Hey, church, just a quick reminder. I want to remind you about our Christ Church app. If you haven't downloaded it already, I recommend that you do that. That's where you're going to find all the normal bulletin information, all the upcoming events. Also, they've upgraded the way you can watch and listen to sermons. For a while there, you couldn't pause or rewind. It was kind of annoying. And so they've redone all that. So it works just like a podcast. If you miss one of these sermon series on peace, you probably missed something really important. So go back and listen to it on the app. Again, that's in any Apple and Android app store. And something else you'll find there is all our upcoming events, one of which is next Sunday after the 11 o'clock service. We are going to do baptisms out on the back lawn. So join us for that as people commit their lives to Christ, which will be an awesome experience. So I hope you all join us after the service next week on the back lawn. And then in 2 weeks, 10:30 only, we are going to do service on the square right at 42 and 82 in Strongsville. That's going to be our only, that's going to be fun. It's always a great event. That's going to be our only in-person service that week. So that is at 10:30. It is BYOE. Bring your own everything. So bring your own chair if you need a water, a coffee, whatever it may be. We're not going to have anything that we're going to be serving there for obvious reasons. There will be a few chairs available, but if you want to bring your own lawn chair, it's probably comfier than the one we're going to supply. So bring your own everything. That's 2 weeks, 10:30 on the Strongsville Square. Quick reminder, there are three ways to give. One on the black boxes as you leave the auditorium. Two on that app I just told you about, as well as ChristChurchOhio.org. Thanks for coming.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your try to rule the world you made. But we know power is yours alone to give and take. A day will come when every knee will bow, and every tongue confess that you are Lord, both now and forever. Today our God is reigning, he's never shaken. Will fade. We know you alone are God of every day. Like the flowers, men will rise and fall. And you are everlasting, never ending. His reign up on high. He's worthy to receive the praise and the glory. Let the songs of adoration rise. Our God is reigning up on high. He is worthy to receive the praise and the glory. God is reigning, he's never shaken. My hope is in the Lord. Time after time, our God is faithful. Trust when he said, my hope is in the Lord. Day after day, our God is reigning. He's never.
People tell me young people don't want to go to church. Come on. Huh? And I see other young people here. God bless you, young people. God is faithful in your generation as in every generation. Oh, Lord, you are the God of peace. Jesus said, in the world you have trouble, but don't lose your peace, because I have overcome the world. Amen. So I pray we could understand this peace that you have within yourself and you want to share with us, a peace that actually makes us stronger than the challenges of life. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. In the Gospel of Mark, Mark tells us that Jesus and his disciples got in a boat, probably at Bethesda or Bethsaida or Capernaum, which is on the north coast of the Sea of Galilee. And that they were sailing down about halfway down the lake, and they were going to a place called Gerasa. So it was probably about a six-mile boat sail. All my life, I thought the Sea of Galilee was Lake Erie. It's really only about 8 miles wide and 13 miles long. It's not really a big lake. And while they were sailing, Jesus was tired, and he crawled into the front cabin of the boat, laid down on a pillow, and was sleeping. Well, there are giant mountains on both sides of the lake, and a storm blew over one of these mountains and was just whipping up the waves on the lake. And it frightened the disciples who were on the boat. Now, if I'm driving a boat and a storm comes up, be very afraid. I'm not a boater. I'm content to sit on the shore and watch the sailboats go by. But Peter and Andrew, James and John, they were boat owners. They made their living on that lake. And they were starting to be afraid because the waves were whipping over the boat. So somebody rushed in and woke up Jesus and said, "What's wrong with you? We're all going to drown here, and you're sleeping." Jesus said, "What's wrong with you, cowards?" Got up, walked out on the boat, held onto the mast, and said three words. "Peace, be still." Peace, stillness. And Mark said that instantly the wind stopped and the lake was calm and they went easily to their destination. Do you believe that story? See, if you're going to believe that story, you have to believe something very specific about Jesus Christ. He's different than everybody else who ever lived. He's so different that there's something so peaceful about him that his peace can calm nature. If my buddy Jovan said to me, "Doc, I was out on the lake. This big storm blew in. The boat was going everywhere. Everybody was worried. And I said, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind quit blowing, and the waves were calm." I would say, "Get a COVID test instantly." I wouldn't believe that he did it. And he's a good man. I mean, he's a spiritual guy, but you see, I believe something different about Jesus Christ than every person who ever lived. I believe there's something different about Christ than anybody that ever touched history. And one of the things that's so special about him is he is the Lord of peace. I can believe that the Lord of peace could give peace to nature because I believe he's the Lord of peace. The Apostle Paul wrote this in 2 Thessalonians 3:16. "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with all of you. Last week, in this text we looked at, he's called the God of peace. Do you remember? Now, this week he's called the Lord of peace. What is the difference between the God of peace and the Lord of peace? Well, first of all, God talks about the distinction God is to identify his innate nature. Here's an example. I am a middle-class guy from the Rust Belt. That's my nature. I'm a middle-class guy. I don't mind being a middle-class guy. I don't feel embarrassed because I'm just a middle-class guy from middle America. And I'm content I'm content with that nature. I'm not some New York fancy guy. I'm not some trendy person from LA. I'm just really, really content to be that's my nature. You take me to California, you don't change my nature. You just make me uncomfortable. Right? You take me to the Bronx, you don't change my nature, you just make me feel uncomfortable. All right. Essentially, in his nature, God is peace. As part of my nature is just being a middle-class guy from middle America, it is essential to God's nature that he is a being of peace. It's who he is. Of course, Jesus didn't get flustered in the boat. He has the divine nature of peace. And his circumstances don't change his divine nature. He had peace on the boat because he is essentially at peace within himself wherever he went. That's what the God of peace means. All right. Now, what does the Lord of peace mean? So Lord is the idea of having authority. So when Paul calls him the Lord of peace, this is what he's saying. Jesus Christ has authority over peace. He gives peace to some and withholds peace from others. You say, I don't know, Doc, that doesn't seem fair. All right, let's look what the Bible says. Isaiah, the prophet, says, there is no peace, says the Lord, for the wicked. The Lord of peace says, if you're going to be wicked, I'm not going to share my peace with you. There is no peace for the wicked because the Lord of peace says, you can't be wicked and have my peace. It's his to give. In Isaiah chapter 9, we have this wonderful passage that we look at every year at Christmas. It's often on Christmas cards. Could I put a plug in for Christian Christmas cards? Don't send me a snowman Christmas card. I'm a Christian. It's the birth of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you're going to send a birthday card on his day, it probably should be a Jesus birthday card. Right? It's like sending a My Pretty Pony to Chief for his birthday. It's just inappropriate. All right. So Isaiah says, for unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. Here it is, Prince of Peace. Isaiah said, a prophet is coming. God incarnate is coming. And when he comes, you will see him as the Prince of Peace. In Matthew 10:13, Jesus is teaching the disciples, and then he's going to send them out two by two. And he says, whatever city you go into, ask around and find out who's worthy in that city. And then you stay at their house until you leave that city. And then Jesus said this, if the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. Do you see what Jesus is saying? Jesus is saying this is how we work. We share our peace some places, but not others. Because he is the Lord of peace, and he can make that call. Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. God's kingdom is not about all these church rules. The one who rules over this kingdom is the Lord of peace, and it's about righteousness, and it's about peace. He wants to share his peace to create a kingdom of peace that you and I abide in. And so from this I learn that the more I submit to the authority of Christ in my life, the more peace I'm going to have. You see? If I choose to live wickedly and disobey Christ, I'm going to forfeit peace. I can't have both of them. We studied that a couple weeks ago. The closer I am to Christ and the more willing I am to obey him, the more peace I'm going to have. Because he is the Lord of peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He's all about peace. And the more harmony I have with him, the more peace I will have. Then we have this next part of the verse that says, may the Lord of peace give you peace through all times and in every way. I want to remind you that the word peace is used 367 times in the Bible. That's a lot. That's one peace for every day of the year. And sometimes you need a little extra, so there's two more. The Lord gives us peace all the time. The Lord of peace says, I have peace for you at every cycle in your life. Now go through this with me. The peace I needed when I was an elementary school boy generally focused on I didn't like sitting in the classroom. And I didn't like elementary school teachers, and they didn't like me. I needed a different peace when I was in elementary school. Elementary school teachers, you're awesome. I'm just glad I'm not in your room anymore. Don't get mad at me. I'm just teasing. Come on, send the email to Sharon. All right. Then I became a high school kid and went totally insane, and I needed a different kind of peace then. Then Sharon and I got married and went to college, and I needed a different kind of peace. And then children started coming along, and I needed a different kind of peace. Then I had four teenage daughters all at once, and I needed a very, very different kind of peace. Then I had a son who was kind of an only child. The other kids were grown up. I needed a different kind of peace. Well, then these kids that I gave my whole life to, they decide they want to get married and abandoned the tribe. And I needed a different kind of peace. And my son moved to Columbus, and I needed a different kind of peace. Then stuff started wearing out on me. Neck goes bad, throat's a mess. I need a different kind of peace. And we all have to come to that time in our lives where people we've spent our whole lives with slip away to be with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in his holy place. And we need a different kind of peace for that. Listen what Jesus said. I have a peace for every cycle of your life. From being a child to weeping over someone you cannot bear to lose, Christ said, I have a peace for every cycle of your life. I have a peace for all times, for every day. He has a home peace. He says, if you want peace in your home, I am the Lord of peace. I can give you peace at home. He says, I have work peace. You need peace at work? I'll give you peace at work. You see, the peace I have at work is different than the peace I want to have at home. How about you? I want a different quality of peace at home than I want at work. He says, I got a home peace for you. I got a work peace for you. Young people, he's got school peace for you. I remember being young. What teacher am I going to get? I hope I don't get. Huh? Students? Or maybe you're also likable. Every teacher likes you and you dislike them all. He's got school peace if you have to stay at home and do school online. He has school peace. He has sickness peace. Back in 2009, I had H1N1. I was laying there in bed and saying, you just might as well kill me because I can't put up with this anymore. It's easy to lose your peace when you're very, very sick, isn't it? He has sickness peace. He has health peace. He has success peace, and he has failure peace. And I'd like to say to some of you, he has loneliness peace. See, it's one thing to be lonely and have peace. It's another thing to be lonely and full of anxiety. None of us choose to be lonely, like none of us choose to be sick. Or none of us choose some other things in our life. We don't choose them. They happen. But could I tell you, Jesus, the Lord of peace, he has loneliness peace. In the loneliest moments of your life, he says, I got peace for this. The prophet said, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. You see, he is the Lord of peace. He has all the peace I need. And if I will stay in a proper relationship with him of trust, he will keep me in perfect peace in all these different situations. It doesn't just say he will give you peace at all times. It also says he will give you peace in every way. There are different times of peace, and there are different kinds of peace. He'll give you the peace of inner calming thoughts. Isn't a calming thought a beautiful thing when you're troubled? Just some calming thoughts. Isn't it a beautiful thing? Christ said, I am the Lord of peace. I will give you calming inner thoughts. He said, I'll give you peace of tranquility in your emotions. Have your emotions ever gotten away from you? Have you ever gotten all, your emotions got away with you, and you heard yourself saying things you knew you would regret, but you just kept saying them because your emotions were driving the bus that moment? Or am I the only sinner left in? Thank God. I'm in the right place. My emotions have gotten me carried away. I've said things I knew I shouldn't be saying, but my emotions were just so in charge, I did it anyway. Christ said, that doesn't have to happen. I have peace that will calm your emotions, and you don't have to go through all of that. He said, I have a peace that will give you freedom from worry and anxiety. Do you ever find you worry over the same thing again and again and again and again? It's like a worry loop, and it's hard to get out of it, right? You just worry it, then you worry it all over again, then you worry it all over again. Well, he has a peace for the worry loop. In that moment, he is the Lord of peace, and he can share a freedom from anxiety in that. I want to say the peace I most value is Jesus shares with me the peace of God. I mean peace with God, pardon me. He shares with me peace with God. We studied this verse several weeks ago. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, here's what I know. I'm not good enough for God. I don't know if you've ever admitted that to yourself, but I freely admit I'm not good enough for God. I think thoughts that don't please him. I have feelings that don't please him. I don't do things I should do, and I do things I shouldn't do. I'm not good enough for God. And I want to be. I care about being good enough for God. And so Jesus said, I got it. Whatever makes God unhappy with you, I will pay for and give you peace with God. You see, he is the Lord of peace. That means he has the authority to give me peace even with God Almighty. He can help us have peace with people. You see how this works? Christ says, I'm the Lord of peace. I'm going to share peace with you all the time, and I'm going to share with you every kind of peace you need. And because I'm making you a person of peace, you're going to have more peace with other people around you. Blessed are the peacemakers, Jesus said, for they shall be called the children of God. He shares so much peace with us that we become his partner in sharing peace with others. Remember Philippians 4:7, another verse we studied. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You see, when I am receiving peace at all times and in every kind of peace that I need, it changes who I am. I think different and I feel different and I act different. What I'm saying is, if we're going to be people of peace, we have to look to the Lord for peace first in every situation and every kind of peace. So here's what happens to me. I find myself all upset, I've lost my peace, and I say, hey, Lord of peace, where are you? And he says, where were you a half hour ago? I was waiting for you to connect with me. I had the peace you needed, but you weren't interested then. Now you've messed things up. Huh? Church? Listen to what he says. The Lord of peace says, I've got peace in every situation and every kind you need. Now, what you need to do is just pay attention and seek your peace from me first. There's one more phrase, there's one more sentence here. It says, the Lord of peace, the Lord, is with you all. He's with all of you. The Lord gives us peace in every situation and experience because he is with us in every situation and experience. Do you see that? He can give me peace in every situation because he's with me in every situation. He's there. Do you find people rub off on you? There are some people when you're around them, you're worse than you are usually. And there are other people when you're around them, you're better than you are usually. Isn't it true? Spend 15 minutes with somebody who does nothing but complain and now listen to yourself complain. Huh? The people we are around rub off on us. The God that we are around rubs off on us. If I will seek him in my day-to-day life, in these moment-to-moment situations, if I will say, I can see this is going to be testy. I can see this has the potential to be unpleasant. I'm asking you, the Lord of peace, to give me the peace I need in this situation so that your peace that passes understanding would guard my heart and mind. Huh? We don't have to guess about the hard spots of life. We can predict them. I can tell you one appointment I'm going to have is going to be fun. I'm going to tell you another appointment I'm going to have is going to be all work. So why not just simply say, Lord of peace, this is a challenging appointment. I pray that your peace would rub off on me. Now, I'd like to talk to some of you who say, you know, that peace is probably true for other people, but it can't be true for me. You have regrets. You carry with you shame. And you say, there's no way I can ever fix that. And because I can't get rid of the regret, I don't know how I can ever really have peace. Or you say something like this. I've struggled with anxiety my whole life. Been to the doctor, tried to get help. I've had anxiety my whole life. And so this peace is probably good for other people, but I've learned the hard way not to get my hopes up because I just can't ever see myself free from this anxiety. I want you to look at what the scripture says. It says, the Lord is with some of you who are good and nice and kind and have your act together. Is that what it says? No. There's no qualifiers on this. You don't have to qualify for this. It says, the Lord is with all of you. All. Every single one of you, no matter of your life condition, he's with you. Now, I want to put this together. You have no depth of brokenness that the infinite peace of God can't reach. It's infinite. God was infinitely at peace in the past. He's infinitely at peace now. He will be infinitely at peace in the future. Because he is God, he is infinite. And because he is a God of peace, he is infinitely. He has infinite peace. There's no depth of anxiety that the peace of God cannot fully reach the bottom of. Because his peace is infinite. The peace I wasted today doesn't deprive me of his peace tomorrow. Every day his peace is absolutely infinite. And he says, I am the Lord of infinite peace. All the peace you need in any situation, no matter what your life experience, the infinity of my peace is greater than your need. Can you hear this, church? He is the Lord of peace. Your needs are finite. His peace is infinite. I want to remind you, like last week, this is a prayer. Do you see it? Paul's saying a prayer. May the Lord of peace give you peace all the time and in every way. And remember, he's with all of you. It's a prayer. What if we made it our prayer? What if you made it your prayer? Instead of saying, God is great, God is good, thank you for the food, amen. How about saying, Lord of peace, would you give me peace all the time and in every way? That would be a powerful prayer to pray every day. Are you having trouble at home? Lord of peace, would you please give us home peace? You're having trouble at work? Dear God of peace, please, please give me peace at work. And then, some of you need to make the second step and pray this prayer. Lord of peace, would you share so much peace with me that I can be a peacemaker and be called one of your children? Could I be known as a child of God because you share so much peace with me that I have peace to share with other people? And your peace passes through me and touches them. And the peace of God expands in the world through us. Would that be a good prayer for some of you to pray? So I have a God of infinite peace, and he is the Lord of how that peace is distributed. And he says this, I want to give it to you. I just want you to trust me for it and ask for it. And so that's what we should do. Our dear Heavenly Father, I do believe that you are the God of all peace. I believe that you are the Lord of peace. I believe that your peace passes understanding. I believe that you have all peace at all times. I believe that you're infinite in peace. And so I pray for myself that I could access your peace more often. I pray for us as a church. I pray that your peace would be with us at all times and in every way. Then, Father, I pray you would share so much peace with us that we would be an expression of your peace in this very troubled world. In Christ's name, amen. Jesus' blood and righteousness.
trumpet sound. May I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone. Faultless stand before
Amen, amen, amen. Well, guys, thank you again for joining us. Man, it was just a special, special service. I don't know about you, but I need to hear about peace every single week. I know I have saying that for the last couple weeks, but I seriously mean that. Peace is something that has been absent in my life. And I notice this, when you're absent in peace, everything seems to go crazy. Your mind, your relationships. But here's the thing that I took away from Doc's message. As a matter of fact, speaking of taking away, won't you guys share with us some of your favorite points during a message? Put it in the chat. If you're in the chat, I want you guys to put some of your favorite points, some things that really stuck out to you. But one thing that stuck out to me was Doc talked about how God, his nature is peace. And what's beautiful about God, he wants to share his nature. The Bible is very clear about that. God wants to share his nature. God wants to share his grace. God wants to share his love. God wants to share his mercy. And the one thing that we see so consistent in the scriptures is that God wants to share his peace. Doc talked about that, how peace pops up in the Bible 367 times. That's a lot of times. Now, how many days are in a year? There's peace made available for you every single day, and even more. And this peace that he wants to share with you, this peace continues to abound and overflow in our lives. It's the peace that we need for every cycle in our lives. Because everybody's at a different point, right? Everybody's at a different point. Some of you are struggling financially. Yes. Some of you are struggling in your spirit, in your heart, in anxiety, and in your mind. Some of you are struggling with some of your friends and your families and your close loved ones. And here's the thing. God has a peace for every point and every cycle in your life. God's got a peace for the mom and dad that doesn't know how their child is going to be in the next year or two. God has a peace for the person that is addicted and it has felt like there's no way out. God has that kind of peace for that person as well. God's got the peace for those who are going through a divorce, those who are going through a breakup, those who are going through some really tough things. God has that kind of peace for everyone in every cycle in their life. And he wants to share that with us. Because the peace that he shares with us, it's not just a peace. How could I say this? It's not a peace that maybe makes things better, but it makes your heart stronger. So you can persevere and you can endure. Because that's what God wants you and I to do, is to have the peace so we can move on and move forward in our lives. And lastly, I wrote this down. God also shares our peace, right? God shares our peace so that we can share peace with others. Isn't that amazing? God shares his peace with us so we can be at peace with others. But God, I can tell you right now, there are some people that I need to be at peace with. I don't want just the peace to be inwardly. I want the peace to also show up outwardly. I want the peace to show up in my marriage, with my children, at my job. The Bible's very clear. Blessed are those who are the peacemakers. They are the children of God. Man, the one way to receive this peace is that you have to receive Christ. Christ says, I have this, and I want to give it to you, but give me yourself first. So I want to pray this prayer with you. If this is your very first time ever really accepting Christ in your life, man, I want to pray over you. And I want this prayer to be real, because I don't want this peace to, or this moment just to be here Sunday. I want it to show up tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and every day of your life. Maybe you need to reconnect with Christ today. Maybe because of COVID and quarantine and everything that's going on, it has created a distance between you and him. We have this peace when we have more of him. Father, I come before you. I ask that you would please come into my heart. You would soften it. You would quiet it. And you would give me the peace that I need to persevere in the place that I am in today. Wherever my brother and my sister is at today that are watching this, I pray that the peace that they have will be the peace that will continue to surpass every understanding in their life. And this peace would help them and strengthen them and grow them. But we can only have this peace when we have you. So Heavenly Father, Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Save me. Make me into the person you would have me to be. I believe that you died for the sins that I have in my life. I believe you died for my shame. You died for my guilt. I believe you died for it. But also I believe you rose to life so I can have life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now please, Lord, help me, guide me, direct me in the path of peace. I love you, Jesus. Christ's name is who I pray. Amen. Hey, guys, if that was you that just prayed that prayer for the very first time, you accepted Jesus, man, that is awesome. Let us know if that's you. That is amazing. That's a big, big deal. Man, we're so grateful that you guys are praying that prayer. Maybe those who reconnected, man, that's amazing prayer as well. We love you guys, man. We want you guys to be blessed by our messages every week. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to also pray God to give you the peace that you need so you can endure in the position that you are in your life. I love you guys. May the Lord be with you. Take care.